during the town council days, there was a very good relationship between the Residents Association and the town council. And we worked in partnership and got a lot of work done. And it was, you know, it was no surprise that we won the All-Ireland Tidy Towns at that time. But I just feel now that as the county council has taken over, the town council has been abolished for almost 10 years now, that partnership is slipping and there isn't the same interaction between the council and residents association. And that's sad because we have now recently there where in the circular road around Oatfield and the estates there, Derry Bay and all, where the CDP volunteers in the Tidy Towns have been working with the residents groups to paint the wall, and there's copings missing off the top. Council were requested by myself to replace them and work in partnership with the volunteers in the area, but unfortunately we got a negative response to that yesterday at our meeting.
And what's happening is effectively you're saying previously that the housing office would have got that sorted, whereas now it's seen as part of the purview of the roads department. The roads department doesn't have the funding. The two departments are passing one to the other, and in the heat of the hunt, the work doesn't get done.
Yeah, and the people who are suffering is the residents in Muckish and Derry Bay and Oatfield and it should be Sleashnacht or Ballymacool. There isn't the same partnership approach there, and what they're falling between the stools. And these people are doing fantastic work in their local areas and across the town. And I think the least we could do is to step up the plate and meet them halfway. Now, the copings will be replaced on the walls. It'll be done through the members' infrastructural fund, and we allocated the money. Now, hopefully that'll be done very soon, but it's just that we've been seeing that erosion of that partnership down through the years, and I think that's a sad thing for Letterkenny, and it's not good. And I urged them yesterday to get back there, start meeting and talking to resident associations and help them as much as we can. And for instance, in the same area, senior citizens recently received a letter from our housing department that they won't be cutting their grass anymore. And that's terrible news for any senior citizen, many of whom are infirm and haven't got the where for all to cut their own grass. This was something that we've done regularly within the town council. And now, as I said, the town council seems to be pulling away from that community engagement and support. And that's a sad day for the town.